Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk nutritional myths and obstacles to your fitness success with America's Next Top Model, Cycle 22 alum, Dallas Flashman Wade. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Hey, Fit Clubbers, we are back. We are here with Flashman Wade. If you're listening right now, you're hearing a little bit of his music in the background. Thank you, Dallas, for joining on the Fit Club.
Hey.
As always, guys, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. Where can they find you?
Oh, at Flashman Wade. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Nice. So we are here to talk a little bit about fitness and nutritional myths, some things you may have encountered in your rise to America's Next Top Model fame and beyond. So let's just get right into it. So we have a bunch of different things out there that people tell us are true, and we don't know if they're true or not. But one of the myths I really enjoy kind of dispelling is superfoods are exotic and expensive. So I don't know, are you? Oh. So like we talk about superfood like goji, spirulina, acai. Like, are you into those kind of things?
Some of the, yeah, but they're not all expensive though.
Yeah, they're not.
All expensive. Some of them are not.
Yeah.
Some of them probably are. Some of them I've never even had.
Yeah, and so I think we get into this idea of jumping into fads, and they're always trendy, but people forget that we have everyday superfoods.
Yeah.
Spinach, mushrooms, squash, oranges, apples, lentils, that provide antioxidants, provide fiber. Do you have like a favorite food or a favorite kind of go-to healthy snack that you like to employ?
Oh. The things I want to say. I'll be regular for now. My favorite foods, man. I like soul food. And
do you have like a healthy soul food that, or something that's healthy that you like to go to if you're getting ready for a shoot?
You know, sweet potatoes are good.
Yeah,
sweet potatoes are really healthy, and or yams or. I feel like they're the same thing, like canned yams and sweet potatoes.
They're a little bit different, so yeah. Know, like, but they're in the same family, yeah.
Literally, like, they're so similar. But, yeah, sweet potatoes are lit.
Is that something you, like, what's your kind of diet in terms of trying to stay, like, really lean and make sure you're getting good nutrients, maybe for a shoot or, like, just kind of every day?
Yeah, see, when I'm like, focusing on just cutting or something, I do, like, rice, sweet potatoes, chicken.
Okay, nice.
And then, oh man, see, I'm like a sugar, like sweet tooth guy, so yeah. I like cookies, man.
So those are off limits.
But
when
don't,
the shoot's
but don't,
ready.
Yeah. But don't do that. Just see, but yeah. So rice and I do. Well, I like spinach with olive oil. Like cooking with olive oil and then mix it in with stuff like eggs and. Mushroom stuff.
Yeah, me personally, I'm not even a greens fan, but I like to do. I take a little greens powder. That kind of works for me too.
Yeah.
But I do. I love squash. I love blueberries. I do try to do a lot of raw natural fruits in my yes. diet.
You nuts?
Not yet. Nuts are great. Almonds, walnuts are especially great. Man. And these are all cheap. They're not expensive, and they're not exotic. You can get them right at your local store. Myth number two: slim equals healthy. And I bet you've probably seen a lot of this stuff in the modeling industry where people are slim but they're not so healthy. Right?
No, man, they. I don't know how that became a thought or just a thing. Like, no, you can. There's people that are. There's slim people that are more unhealthy than an obese person just because the fact that some bigger people are still healthy. They eat healthy and they exercise. That's just their build.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because a new study just came out that showed that overweight people that are active can at some times be healthier than skinny people who are not active.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one I think we definitely need to get rid of because I think you see that expressed especially with Instagram and social media and people showing off these sort of like bodies that are maybe not healthy but they've achieved, you know?
Yeah.
Then there's number three. Vegetarians or vegans don't get enough protein. That's a big pet peeve for me.
Have
you heard that?
I've heard that only because I'm on the meat side of it.
So you're one of those guys like you're not getting protein?
No, that's my excuse for not being vegan. It's because I don't want to have to eat more than I are, like, I feel like I'd have to eat so much more.
Well, no, you wouldn't, not really. Because you can get that protein from beans, lentils, chickpeas, dried peas, obviously tofu, tempeh, soy.
Yeah.
And it's about 8 grams for half cup of cooked beans. So if you're looking at a full cup, you're getting 16 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be healthy, good carbohydrates, good antioxidants for you, strong anti-inflammatories.
I fart a lot.
That might be a bad side effect, but at the end of the day, I think if you're healthy, it's good, right?
Yeah.
People say avoid sugar, including fruit. Do you have a stance on fruit and sugar? And
I like fruit. Grapes are good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's added sugar that we should be watching. I think a lot of people... I heard this a lot when I was coming up in the fitness industry doing competitions. A lot of competitors were telling me not to eat fruit, and I was like, I'm actually...
I heard it would bloat you sometimes. If you eat too much fruit, like, just... And then, like, that's, like, in water. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Somebody told me not to do it for a shoot. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, oh, okay.
No, I've personally never had any bloating issues with fruit. And then,
that's what I'm saying. I didn't either.
Yeah. And fruit's got tons of fiber, so it actually helps your digestion.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, then it slows the absorption of that natural sugar.
Whoever that was at that shoot.
Now you know. Tell them to tune in. Oh, man. Yeah.
Am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah.
I don't know what
this is. This is completely a conversation.
Hey!
There you are. What
the fuck is going on, dude? I've been waiting to say the F word for so long.
Yeah, it's a complete conversation. We're relaxed here. This is the Fit Club.
This is the Fit Club. Hey, if you can't fit my clothes, get naked.
So,
What?
I love your, like, stream of consciousness sort what? Of.
Hey. It's for horses.
So we have another myth. Soy. Have you heard about the myth of soy and estrogen and whether or not you should have it?
That one I have heard. I heard a lot of debates on soy.
Yeah, so a lot of people are claiming it's estrogenic, and what a nutritionist can tell you, what I can tell you, is that what soy does have is phytoestrogen, which is a plant estrogen. So people out there that are worried or concerned about soy, phytoestrogen does not have any effect on human estrogen.
Wait, does that mean I'll feel like a plant?
You might feel more healthy like a plant, maybe.
I want to feel green like a plant.
You'll feel green and healthy.
You know what, matter of fact? I'm just going to leave.
I cannot with you. This one.
Like a plant.
What about carbohydrates? So another myth is if we get rid of carbohydrates, all of a sudden we'll be thin. We'll lose the weight that we need.
See, me, I believe I need carbs. If I'm going to eat carbs, at least right before my workout.
Yeah.
Because I need something to burn off. That's just
me personally. And your body needs carbohydrates.
Yeah, you need a little. Yeah. Like,
that's what fuels your body.
I feel like people, like, they're always, if I just cut carbs out, I'll be... Oh, you still need a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We've turned it almost into like a bad word. The fact of the matter is, as long as you are
like
burning
bread.
More calories. Exactly. Like, no bread, none of this. But if you're burning more calories than you take in, you're going to lose weight.
Exactly.
And end of the story. So you need carbohydrates. Make sure you do it in moderation.
Yeah.
I think at carbohydrates, you're looking at about 9 calories per gram. So it's more than protein, more than fat, which is at 4 grams. But other than that...
I'm so hyper.
You're good to go. Well, that's what's probably.
Yo, I will fuck bread.
It keeps you in shape. Well, that's a workout, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Fucking bread is the new thing.
Oh man.
To do.
So we also have that tofu. Not tofu. The diets from celebrities should be followed. So what's your stance on that? Because
I don't even know their diets to even know. All right, well, give me an example. All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, like, I'm just saying all these celebrities are, you know, they put on Instagram what they have, and it might be I've gone on some sort of juice diet. I don't know. Have you done that online? And then how do you go about telling your followers sort of the complete picture?
Well, so here's the thing for me. Okay. So one person says this worked for them.
Yeah.
People automatically think, oh, this is what I should do then. But they don't understand every single body is different, and that might not work for you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find what's right for you. Try it. And if it does work, then bet, keep doing it. But, like, if you're not seeing results, it's probably because it's not for your body type or it just doesn't work for you. So,
have you ever found yourself in a situation, like, taking that sort of advice and then realizing it wasn't for you?
Yeah, I tried. I don't even know, man. Like, it was more of a high school thing.
Yeah.
So, back in high school, it was, like, the hype to try, like, creatine and, like, all this stuff, like, at GNC. And I was like... Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, let me... And then I hate, like, no. Like,
no.
For me, like, I don't like taking anything. Like,
yeah, no stimulants, no.
I'm just like, give me some food. That's it. Yeah. like, every once in a while, I'll try pre, but even that gives me, like, headaches.
Pre-workout? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dry my head. I'm like, oh, man.
And really, at the end
I'm
of the day...
I'm trying to cut that out.
Yeah, all that stuff that you can get from supplements, you can get from your food.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, is that supplements are to supplement, not to be, like, a main source of what it is you do. What was that?
I actually have something that I partnered up with these people.
Okay, great.
It's something that I actually like because I don't take.
What is it? What is it?
It's like it's for hydration and like recovery.
Okay.
So it's like nothing bad. Like it's.
We'll have to get the name of it soon. But then we have another myth about high fat. Do you avoid fat, or are you like crazy about fat?
Man, I used to definitely not care. Now I probably am more conscious of it. I know you need some fat though.
Yeah, you need healthy fat in your diet, and so high fat is not necessarily bad. As long as you're not having saturated fat. If you're really replacing your saturated fat with your unsaturated fat, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
And you can get several good sources. Avocados and different oils are good to get your fat.
Even nuts have...
Yeah, nuts are really great sources of fat as well. And then the last myth was mixing... I actually hadn't heard this myth, but have you heard it? Mixing carbs, protein, and fat is bad for you. You should be having just one macronutrient in one sitting when you eat.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that either.
Yeah.
I feel like I do every time.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, by default. Like, I feel like just whatever I'm eating automatically has at least a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought you should mix them, too, because of the digestion, and that turns out to be true, because you want to digest it together, and you want to get a full profile of nutrients when you're eating. If you're having just one thing or the other, then you're missing that profile. I think it's called, I want to say, like, disassociated eating. It's a trend that where people are really just trying to separate their macronutrients.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it.
And it's not really great for you. So if you guys have heard these myths, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any information to refute them, feel free to comment. We'll try to get back to you on it.
Comment.
And now the latest study that came out, is about this crazy, the crazy notion that the best diet is a diet of moderation. So they looked at about 135,000 people over 18 countries, and they found that having about 45% carbohydrates, 35% fat, and 20% protein was the best for mortality. So do you have like a ratio that you
They're like counting macros or what?
Yeah. So they looked at the macros of all these people and looked at their life expectancies and what they suffered from as they went on. And they found that having 45% carbohydrates, 35% fat, 20% protein was the optimal amount to lower your mortality risk.
45 carb.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I was a little surprised by. That was so high. They don't really find a really negative association with carbohydrates and mortality really until it gets so high. It's like 77%, bad. And obviously that's difficult to do.
Yeah, I guess 45 is not really that bad.
So do you have a ratio you try to live by or stick by or something that you kind of just naturally do?
I'm not
going to
lie. I'm probably taking more protein than... What was the second one?
35% fat, 20% protein. So are you closer to like what? 40%?
I guess there's probably fat in my protein though. I mean, damn, I might be similar to that.
Oh, so then you're
not even like, I don't know.
Well, if you eat in moderation.
I think I'm more than 20% protein though.
Okay.
Because like literally I wake up and I make eggs and salmon. Like, so that's all protein.
What is your daily routine look like?
Well, so I just started this though. I was just on I went from a bulk during like 3 weeks ago. I got done. I finished bulking. I was bulking. I was like 204. At that point, I was eating anything time.
I read you like Krispy Kreme donuts and Sprinkles cupcakes. So those were on the menu. Those were on the menu.
Sprinkles.
Those were on the menu.
Sprinkles. Sprinkles, motherfucking cupcakes. Listen to me. That goddamn Red Velvet will get you right, buddy. Listen to me. No, and homemade cookies. I have a great homemade cookie.
So those were all on the list for the bulking phase.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And then, but when I was cutting, I started like cooking and like eating less stuff. So right now I'm at like eggs, salmon, chicken, broccoli, and then like every once in a while I have a meal. Like if I'm out and I'm just hungry, I'm not home, I'll just buy something. I like poke bowls.
Okay, nice.
Big time. I like the tuna and stuff, but I do have me a little donut every once in a while. I gotta get my carbs.
Moderation.
I love pasta. I cook pasta.
Yeah,
for carbs too.
Okay,
that's great carbs. I like pasta with the meat. And also, it gives you great fuel for, like, your workouts, too.
And so you really try to time it closer to your workout.
Yeah, I like to have a huge meal before my workout. And I'm not one of those people that needs, like, oh, I need 2 hours to break my food down and wait. Like, I like to eat a huge meal, then, like...
Just go right in.
Like, I will, like, go to the gym, eat, and start, like... Because halfway through, it, like, kicks in,
and
like, my energy. And then I'm, like... it's, like, fourth quarter is, like, first quarter for me.
Yeah.
So my nickname is Gohan because of that. So growing up, because I had like the second wind of like, I don't know how to explain it. So Gohan is known for like having a hidden strength when he was mad.
Yeah.
And so that's like how I am with like working out. Like I don't know, like everyone's dead and tired. Like, and I'm like, I get this weird, I'm hyper, and then I'm like, I feel like I only warmed up and I can just do a whole nother workout.
Have you always worked out with that intensity in the gym, or is the gym with it new after?
It's like track. I started in track. And so, then, which also incorporated in the weight room too.
Yeah.
But like, especially in track, like, we do like, say we do like 8 200s.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, if like the first like 4 or 5, I'm like, fuck, I'm tired. Like, shit, this sucks. And out of nowhere, like, I literally get this, like, in the last 3, I'm like full speed, like for each out in front for each one, like last 3, like killing everyone. I'm like,
that's what I tell people. You do need food for fuel. You know,
I mean,
I'm not a fan of fasted cardio. Do you do fasted cardio?
Oh,
I'm guessing
fuck no.
Okay,
hell no.
I'm guessing no.
No, if I'm like super cutting, then yeah. But I've only do it once.
Yeah,
when I was actually training for Top Model.
Oh, okay.
I had to cut down like 177.
Wait, what? How did you? You were training for Top Model. You knew you had to cut down?
Yeah. Because the casting director was like, if you can, try to slim a little more. Because okay. I've never been huge. I was just like a little muscular for a model.
Yeah.
Fuck modeling. But, so I had to cut. So I was doing the ghetto saran wrap.
Oh, okay.
I had like $3, literally every time I rap, go to the gym.
And it was effective.
Oh, yeah. I was ripped. Oh, my gosh. I was running mile treadmill as a warm up, body warm up. Then I go to hanging abs, pull-ups. I used to do full body workout every time I worked out.
Nice.
Now I do like a muscle a day, is weird. That's what Kevin does. I'm like, I don't like this, but I'll do it.
I do the full body workout every day.
Yeah. See, that's what I miss because I was way more athletic.
So were you? Yeah. Were you doing lightweight, heavy rep? I'm guessing.
I always use medium weight just because I'm. Oh no! Yeah, when I'm cutting, I did do lighter weight and just hella reps.
Yeah, because that way you can kind of still train every day. And for me, I liked it because I did find I look more athletic. Some guys look like they have bulky muscle.
Because
they do the heavy lifting, but they don't do the conditioning that a bodybuilder might do.
And I was blessed, I guess, because my dad's genetics.
Yeah.
Where I can look bulky, but still be
athletic,
super
and lean,
athletic.
Yeah.
Like I love when people like. Are you ain't fast no more? I'm like, oh, where are they? Let's race.
You still got
and
the
then,
speed.
And then they're like, what the f***? I just raced a dude in Hollywood the other day. Like, he put my, he was like, oh, he, I was like, all right, bet, because we were going to eat.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, you're not going to beat me. I used to run track. I was like, okay. I did too. So he was like, dude, I'm telling you. And I was like, all right, let's race. So we won. I was like, whoever wins buys our meal. He's like, all right, bet. Flamed him. He had all these excuses. Oh, yeah. I was like, of course.
Wait, so where does that energy and motivation come from? Especially a lot of people out there, like, they don't have the motivation. They don't know how to get up and get out. How do you get that?
Dude, I'm just like... Well, it helps that I'm hyperactive, but also I'm also a very... I wouldn't say I'm lazy, but I definitely procrastinate a lot to, like, start my day.
Mm-hmm.
But once I do start, I'm like... Fuck it. I'm like, I'm going.
Are you getting a lot of sleep? Or is it that
honestly, you know what? I do now. Yeah. But also, the downfall is I don't sleep till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I have horrible sleeping problems. Not like staying asleep, but it's like getting to sleep.
Getting to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting good sleep every night, but I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed when people are waking up, so it's weird.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't start my day till like fucking 2 p.m. because I wake up like 12:30. I lay around for an hour answering my texts and stuff, and then I'm like...
So that's your morning routine? It's sort of like that kind of like getting back to everyone. Are you doing any meditation, anything like that?
Literally, this was crazy. This week, I started doing everything different. So I started the cooking. I go outside in the back, and I do like an ab roller, ab thing outside in the sun.
Yeah.
We have like turf in our backyard.
Yeah.
So I do that, and I just be feeling good in the morning. Just... loose. Always get my meal in.
Nice.
I chill for a second. What I do is I cook 2 meals. I eat my first one and I let the other one sit because I know I get really like my first meal I can't eat that much, but my second meal I can eat a lot, so I always have it ready because I know I'm gonna be starving like within an hour or two. Yeah.
And so and that's a good thing when you're planning or meal prepping. When you're traveling a lot, how do you stay fit on the road? I guess, or how are you able to balance that?
Oh my gosh, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
because
you're not in LA anymore, and you don't have all the access to food.
Planes fuck up my whole shit. They fuck up my sleeping, my training, and my my appetite.
Yeah.
So when I fly, I lose my appetite. It's the weirdest thing. Like, some people are they land and they're starving. Like, oh, I need to eat. Me, I land and I'm like, I'm starving, but I can't eat. Like, yeah. My body doesn't want to eat. And if I do, I can hardly eat something small. And it takes me 2 days to gain back my regular appetite.
Is there anything you do when you are going to travel for a long period of time to kind of make sure you keep everything balanced?
I usually try to do a good couple workouts before I fly out and eat a lot, because I know that I'm going to not be able to eat.
Yeah.
Good for those next few days. So that kind of evens out. Literally, it balances out by the time. So, and then I always bring my running shoes in case I need to go for a run, or hopefully there's a gym somewhere, or I just do push-ups and sit-ups. Sometimes there's no gym.
I was going to ask you about that, because I know you said you really like body weight exercises. Do you have two or three favorite body weight exercises that people could probably do at home?
Oh, man, not everyone could do. I love pull-ups, but not everyone has a pull-up option at home. So other than that, push-ups, jump squats.
Jump squats, awesome.
Those are killer.
Those hurt a lot the next day, too.
So underrated.
Because sometimes you do them, and then they're this one's so bad. And then the next day is when you really feel
it. Oh, my gosh. No, the jump squats are the most underrated thing. I feel like they're more effective than actual squatting, because you're getting the athleticism out of it on top of strength and size. You can literally get big from doing jump squats. People, they're so underrated. If you just squat, you can gain that muscle and that power, but it's you're not, there's no athleticism comes from that. You have to do other shit. But jump squats is two in one.
So that's your kind of go-to.
Yeah, I have to, because since high school I had a hernia.
Yeah.
And I can't even do heavy squat because it'll come out and fuck surgery. So I'm stubborn. So I just do jump squats to supplement it. And that's how I just keep
That's everything. How you stay in shape.
I got a booty.
Speaking of, we had talked a little bit about a project you're working on that might be coming out. A cooking project, was it?
Oh, yeah. It's called The Cake Book. You know what's fucked up? I was literally I'm about to bring this for the interview, right? So I left it on my bed.
Oh, man.
The most ADD person ever. I have a video, but...
So what's this cake book exactly? So are we eating cake? We're making cake? What's happening?
Look, it's all three. All right, look. So I got an apron on, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So there's the metaphor of cake is my ass. Yeah, and I'm making a cake from scratch.
Okay.
Literally, I had to. It took us so long because we had to at each step we had to photo.
Yeah.
And then. So
is this are these healthy cakes or things like?
Oh, no. It's a strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Super unhealthy. It's like an ingredient book / photo book. It's interactive.
Okay.
So they ask questions and stuff, and it makes you feel like you're there with me. It's really clever, I think. It's pretty cool.
Does this include a workout?
Oh, not no. No, it's just my ass making a cake.
So you're gonna have to do a follow up that includes a workout.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I want to do I want to start doing videos and stuff. My YouTube.
Is that the chief question you get? Is how to build your legs.
My ass.
Well, yeah, legs.
Nobody
boots,
even cares about my legs. They just literally ask straight for the ass. Yeah. How do I get an ass?
And then what are your top three tips?
The jump squats.
Yeah.
The they're called hip flexor. Workouts, it's your knees and your hands and your legs coming out like this.
Yeah.
So there's six different ones they do.
Yeah.
It's the fire hydrants, the kickbacks, kick ups, the there's a few. So it's a track thing that I learned.
Yeah.
And then third, I don't know. I mean, one legged squats are good too, but sprinting, I say sprinting usually. Not jogging. I tell them stay away from treadmills because that takes away your
ass.
I was going
to say, when you're sprinting, are you sprinting on a treadmill or a
never.
Track?
Never. No.
Really?
If I ever sprint on a treadmill, it's for intervals of a quarter mile.
Okay.
Yeah. No. A treadmill, if you're jogging on a treadmill, it takes away your ass, because on a treadmill, your feet are moving backwards with the belt.
Yeah.
And on the ground, you're pushing off the ground, moving forward. Mm-hmm. So there are two different movements. It's one, you're it's your feet are just you're just going with the motion. The other, you're physically pushing yourself off, so you're getting more power in off the real ground.
Yeah.
So I say to people, stay with the treadmill, and if you want to not lose a lot of weight, then sprint. Don't jog. Like, just get into sprinting, because then you lean up too. You just get shredded from sprinting.
So what does a sprint workout look like for you?
I usually full warm up. Warm up is the most important part of sprinting, because you'll pull a muscle if you're not warm. Okay, you can't just go into sprinting.
So what do you do? You just start.
So man, there's a whole. I have like
you have a routine.
Oh yes, I have videos every like yeah that stuff. Like A skip, B skip, C skip, like short box, big box, fucking like there's hip flexor drills. There's man, like a karaoke, side shuffles, like all that, like warm up, two laps. And then I do, I like 100 meter sprints or like 60 meter sprints.
Yeah.
And then 150 build ups. So you're going slow, faster, 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 faster. And then you get to your top speed and then you hold it. For a and then you decelerate.
And so then for the sprints, what's the interval? So you're doing like 60 meters times 10, taking a minute break, taking a few minutes break in between.
Oh man, sometimes I like to do ladders. So I'll do like, if I'm doing a short sprint day, I'll do like 30, 50, 70, 90.
Yeah.
So you'll add 20 meters each, and you do like 4, 3, 2, 1. So you do like 4 30s, 50s, 2 70s, like 190. And like it'll be you're working on your short term. So it's like you're working on your explosion.
And you have these workouts on your YouTube?
No, not yet. No, so I'm literally going to start, like, recording everything. Yeah. And see, the thing is, I have no friends that sprint. So I have to just find a camera guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anyone that wants to run with me. So it's like, I don't know who's going to, you know, that's my only problem.
Well, I have to join you for one or two of those workouts. They sound intense.
Do you run?
They sound intense. Of course I run, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What? Dude, I have no friends that, like, want to run. Like, they're like, let's just lift and fuck. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Jeez. Oh. Wow. Okay.
I have a sip of water on that one. Oh, my God. Any other projects you're working on currently?
Yeah, so I just have... Oh, the cake book, and then I have this. Can I get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be white black.
We got you. You can spit some rhymes as you.
Oh yes, put a beat on.
No, yeah. Oh, we should rap.
Yeah, we gotta talk about your music career.
Yeah.
I was unaware that you were even rapping at all.
I know. I don't promote it much. Yeah. It's just something I've done for so long that it's just.
And how did that come about? Was that
damn? There's powder everywhere. Rapping Eminem.
We just got some. Oh wow, you got the full tattoo there.
It says Eminem on my hip. Not that I'd fuck him or anything, but listen.
We just got the. He made big news the other night.
Yeah, I posted today about y'all seen his video. Him rapping about Trump. So this is a. Recovery. Yes, this is TRX Total Recovery. This is my. So this is what I'm saying. I don't just promote shit. For like money, I don't give a fuck about that. So I literally get hit up by so many brands. I'm like, no. Will you promote my? No. But this one, I actually tried, and I was like, fuck, I like this shit. I feel good. I literally just drank one. I think that's why I'm so hyper.
It works.
So this is the good thing about this is it's not even just a fitness thing. So this is for like, if you have a hangover, if you just want to get through your day and you're like, oh, you're slumped. So it's basically for hydration. Like, it has electrolytes, has BCAAs.
Okay, nice.
So literally, you can use this for recovery, like workout. You can use this for a hangover. It's great for just recovering from that. I've never drank before.
Really?
But it's just, this doctor that made this told me. So, I've never drank before. I'm lame. And... it's really just like everyday things. That's why I love it so much, because anybody can use it. You don't have to be in sports or be active even. Like, it just gets you through your day. Like, so yeah, you can buy this for 10% off if you use the code FLASH.
And they can find it probably on your Instagram or Twitter as well.
Yes, and the link in my bio. I'll put the link in my bio on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Or you can go. I don't even know the site name, really. It literally just yesterday, like, part of it done. So, awesome. My gosh. Oh, TRX, TRXtherapeutics.com.
Nice.
TRXtherapeutics.com. Sorry if you don't know how to spell therapeutics. Use the code FLASH and get 10% off. Okay.
Nice. Nice little plug. So yeah, how did you get into music and rapping?
Oh, man. So I was 7 years old, right? And a song came on, and it was Eminem. And I was like, I just instantly, like, I didn't even know, like, music.
Yeah.
But, like, that, like, changed my life because I was like, what is this? Like, and I'm seven, probably, so I'm like.
That was everyone when we heard Eminem. Yeah, like,
so I'm like seven, like, oh. So I was like, Mom, like, I like this guy. Can I, like, how do I, like, you know. So basically my first tape ever, like, music, the first music
seven.
I owned.
Eminem,
seven years old. And then she made me get the edited version.
Oh, okay, cool.
My mom bought me the tape, the Slim Shady LP.
Yeah.
And I was, I was hooked. So then I went to the Mashup Mothers LP, you know, Curtain Call, or just Eminem Show, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I literally just studied Eminem.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, what if I could rap? So I started rapping, like, about fifth grade, I started writing rhymes. And, like, we battled each other on paper in class. Yeah. Just back and forth. We write a line, he write a line. And I just got, I actually got really good at battle style rapping.
Yeah.
And then from there, I got good at freestyling. Yeah. Like, I could out freestyle anyone because most people could only write. Yeah. But I could on the fly. And so at lunchtime, I was that guy at the table with the beats rapping about, like, everyone at the table. And then from there, I met a guy named Dylan Matthews who had a studio. His dad was a DJ. And we started making random songs. And then it just kept going up that I went on Team Backpack, which is like a big thing now. They do cyphers. And I won a contest, got the rap on there, and then I've just been rapping. I don't know.
So can I put you on the spot?
Bro, what's good? Y'all got a beat?
No beat. This is just.
Because the dude was like, he was like, with the beat. I was like hype. Because, like, it gets my.
Yeah.
I could probably look something up real quick if you want to do it to a beat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Throw it. Put, like, My Name Is or something.
Yeah, throw on a beat. Why not?
And My then, Name Is a beat. And is this an instrumental?
Yeah.
All right. And you got to mention Fit Club somewhere in the rap.
Fit Club.
All yeah.
All right. Yo. Sorry if this sucks. I haven't got the freestyle in so long that I'm like, I feel like I'm so excited. I'm just gonna not even gonna be good. I'm like,
hey, whatever you got.
Da da da, da 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 da. Oh shit!
Okay, there we go.
Spits on my lips now. Right. Chilling here, getting an interview about a Fit Club.
Hey,
I fucked her so good. She was like, "Where'd you get your dick from?"
Oh.
I'm like, "Don't worry, just worry about the symptoms." Ooh. She was like, "Oh shit, I turn yellow like the Simpsons." I'm like, "I'm just kidding. Here, just sip Suns. That's my cum. It's a cum shot." I'm like, "Dumb, stop." I'm like, "Whoa, I just need some thumbs locked because I type a lot. I fucked and I snipe a lot. Actually, I got a righteous cock. I might, sorry that I'm gruesome. Who's ever listening to this, I'll turn off the music or turn up the volume. I'm Kemp Thew and I take a Valium, but I don't do drugs. I just like to snort cocaine addict. I came through and I threw a whole plane at it. I'm a plane addict. I'm actually sane and an addict. I'm just laying with my fabric. I'm just like, yo, where the fuck is fucking Barbie at? I don't care. I just want to have a heart attack. I could hardly rap. Except Christmas time, like my grandmother. I just came through and gave her a gram, brother. She smoked so much weed that she can't stutter. I was like, yo, you're a cow with some damn udders. Mad cow disease. He lashed out at me. I'm like, how could he? And then I threw him off the balcony. I'm like, yo, we got the purple mics. Yo, I need to be in class suspended like Urkel, right? Get it suspended. Suspenders. I don't even care. Do you remember? Like an elephant. Because elephants remember everything. Matter of fact, my Pegasus is my nemesis. He got his fucking wings with metal tips. That's made of steel. That's embezzlement. Steel? That's embezzlement? Fuck it. I don't even care now. I came through. I'll just look at you. We'll have a stare down. Oh, shit. I got some flared nostrils. I don't fucking care. Tonsils are not in there no more. So I could swallow a whole person. Whoa. Yo, is that a girl lurking? I'm a stalker at night. Often I fight. It's not really awkward at night. I fucking just want to come through. I'm squawking like a pterodactyl while I'm staring at you. I'll throw you down a flight of steps. And then you'll be mad because you're stuck in the spider webs. Oh, shit, what flight is next? Fuck that, I got a jetpack. I'll get back to my meth lab. Just ask. It's Dallas Wade, Flashman Wade. I'm just chilling right now with the Batman cave. Okay, with the bandana dreadlock. Came through a red dot. Bang, boom, headshot. Ooh! Tattoo, baboon. All right, my bad. Go ahead. Nice. I'll rap forever if you don't stop me. So, nice, my bad. All right.
That was dope. That was got dope. You. Thank you. Wow. Showing off the skills. You got to show that off a little bit more, man.
Oh, I know. That I forget to. I'm that always busy. Wow, I have not freestyled in so long.
Well, I gotta thank you for joining the Fit Club. Thank you for being you.
Thanks. Thanks.
We got it all.
You was the 21st letter in the alphabet.
There you go. guys, thank you for joining us again. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Shaka Strong. Where can they find you, Mr. Wade?
Flashman Wade, everything.
See you guys.
Peace out, Steve. Don't forget to leave out the part about Steve Stout. That's the Eminem thing.
Nice. Right. See you guys. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire VHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live. Shut the hell up. Let me kill him. What you dealing with? Pull out the black deck knife. Know what you dealing with? Is the vampire or the campfire? Make a distance. I'm here, y'all, like a flat tire. I swear I'm a bad liar. I got bars in the back of Hitman's head. Hold up. Like your kickstand did? Hollywood redefined.
Hollywood redefined.
In the ocean and you don't swim with a whole gym bag on your back and a fucking water dragon attacks, you have to be yacked. But that's low-key lingo. I'm low-key single. Ha, cause who wants to date Thor's brother when you're evil as fuck? I'm Smeagol. Now you can't sit in your fuck. What's to put the ring on? And I throw up that big deuce like the Klingon.